Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are T. Griffin and Ed Mata, and they are the head farmers at Potawatt, which has a 3-acre organic nutritional garden and orchard. And we're going to talk about, first of all, your backgrounds, both as head farmers. So T., tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, let's see. I started farming in 1994, and it was down in Marin County at several farms in West Marin. And it was an internship. I started by just learning hands-on, working at a CSA, garden, community-supported agriculture, and then working my way up to managing a Fresh Run Farm out in Bolinas. And at that time, I really wanted to have my own farm. And so I started looking for possibilities of where to farm and came up to Humboldt County to farm here. Yeah.
So have you always been at Potawatt farming up here in Humboldt County, or have you been at other farms?
No, I started with Redwood Roots Farm out in Bayside, California.
Okay.
And then was working with the farmers market and then transitioned to Potawatt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ed, how about you and your background in farming?
Well, I was farming as a young child, and in 2000, I started farming at Potawatt, and it's been 15 years now, 14 years of farming at United Indian Health Services.
Now, you guys use organic practices out there at Potawatt. How did you kind of get introduced to those, and how did you know that was a good match for that particular space?
Well, when we first started, it was a lot of clay, and so we had to break our clay down, and so we used gypsum, and we had to use cover crops, and ever since 2000, we've been using cover crops. So our general practice is cover crops during the wintertime, and then working the soil and getting ready for the summertime. So those practices were the organic method.
It was the vision of the board members at the time who were interested in having the garden that it be organic and it be as healthful as possible.
So that, let's talk about the bigger space down there then, because we have the clinic, which is kind of like if you drive down, that's Wiat Drive, right?
Wiat Way.
That takes you into the property there where the sign Potawatt is, but it's kind of a little weaving drive to get out there. And then the clinic's out there, but there's also the farm. And now where's the farm located in relationship to the clinic?
We're on the back side of the property, so if it's 43 acres, you have to take the winding trails out to the garden, or you can reach it off of Spear Avenue, a little street called Ribeiro Lane.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you could reach it from that direction.
Yeah, and that's a nice way to come because it just, you know, dead ends right at the garden, and there's a little parking area there.
And people can come out there and visit the farm?
Yeah, we're located right behind the Mad River Hospital, and so it's convenient location-wise. And the Potawatt Community Food Garden is named after, actually, a Wiat Indian word for Mad River. So it's Potawatt Mad River.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Now, you say you're right behind Mad River Hospital, which was kind of another interesting connection because you guys had been going for a while and really kind of set the standard there for having food related to health for a health facility. And I think that Mad River saw that going on and thought, you know, when they wanted to see what they were going to do with their property, they ended up starting a farm out there. So it was kind of great to have you guys already in the trenches doing the work.
Yeah, it's a really unique situation because we're both clinics and we're both serving the people. And healthy, good salads there at the hospital, along with real good nutrition.
Yeah, it's been great to be neighbors.
Now, let's talk about that relationship between a clinic and food, because you have a slogan that kind of says that, and that is food as medicine.
Food is good medicine.
Food is good medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. And talk about how that works into your program.
Well, what we're trying to do is promote home gardening and getting the word out there that there's better foods in McDonald's and fast food restaurants. And it was kind of lost there for a while. And so what we're doing is trying to introduce home gardening once again. Food is the health of our people. And so with that, we have different programs set up through the clinic that the elders, WIC patients can get their food from us.
Uh-huh. Because Native people have suffered disproportionately with some of the Western diseases like diabetes and heart disease and things like that.
Yeah, we're trying to curb the onslaught of diabetes in the Native American community.
Right.
And so it's been a first good step to doing this. And I've actually seen the results in this. It's overwhelming to see the response to eating proper.
Yeah. Now, you also, out there on that property, you have trails, too. And that, to me, kind of works into the same thing. You know, you're eating good food. You have a place where you can go and have your health needs met. But you also have a place to walk around and experience nature and, you know, get some exercise and that sort of thing. So it all kind of fits together really well.
It all fits together with the body, mind, and spirit. The combination of all would make our complete person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can really feel that there.
The trails are part of the what's called Kuah de Wilth Restoration Area, which is all native plants. And Kuah de Wilth is another Wiat term for comes back to life. And so that land that was a cow pasture and, you know, before that was growing potatoes on it, but before that was wetlands and where the Mad River would come and flood and there'd be all kinds of wildlife and it was Wiat land. And so the idea was to restore that land back to its original and native habitat.
Well, that space is really nice and really open to the public. So people can come and they can walk on the trails. They can come back to the farm and check out the farm. But of course, the clinic itself is a place of business where people are coming to get their health needs met. And so that's not just open to the public on a daily basis. Occasionally, I think there are open houses and that sort of thing. But in the meantime, people could come and experience the trails and the farm out there and see what there is to see out there.
That's correct.
And people can volunteer too to work on the farm. I have a friend who works out there on the farm. And that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we have a great volunteer program. We just love our volunteers. We have groups that come out usually in the morning times. We have a Tuesday, Thursday group that's been coming out over 5 years now. And we welcome people of all abilities, really. You don't just have to come on those days. We try to accommodate each person who has an interest and whatever their interest might be. We have people who have interests in flowers and they might want to help in our flower garden or our herb garden where we grow culinary and medicinal herbs. We've had people just take that on as their own project. And then we have other people who, you know, they can't really do a lot of hard labor, but they might sit there and help us, you know, clean our garlic or our onions or, and every person just helps so much. Ed and I, there's a lot of work to be done out there. And we really welcome each person who has an interest to come out and always there's produce to take home.
And you guys have a farmer's market out there that you offer that's open and people can come and purchase some of the produce from the farm out there. What is the best way for people to get involved with the farm though?
Well, they can come out and volunteer. We're there most every day from 8 to noon for sure. Wednesdays being an exception. But our farmer's market is from 11 to 2 on Tuesdays and Fridays of each week, and the public is welcome.
The number to call is 826-8476, and that is a good number to just, you know, leave a message, 826-8476.
And we're located at 1600 Wiat Way in Arcata.
Great. So please come out and check out the farm, check out the trails, check out Potawatomi. It's a wonderful place out there. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Ed Mata and T. Griffin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.